بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسول الكريم قال الله تعالى ومن أحسن قولا ممن دعا إلى الله وعمل صالحا وقال إنني من المسلمين وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من غدا إلى المسجد أو راح أعد الله له في الجنة نزلا كلما غدا أو راح أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الحمد لله my dear respected elders and brothers all praises due to Allah Jalla Jalaluh that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us a lot of ni'mat الحمد لله على نعمة الإسلام والإيمان الحمد لله نحمده جل جلاله على ما من علينا من نعمه ظاهرة وباطنة. A lot of ni'mat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us. The greatest ni'mah is la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, brothers, gave us this opportunity, this Asr Salah we perform in the masjid of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala fi akhir sa'at, the last hours of Yawmul Jumu'ah in the house of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. We have to make shukr to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Ulama said, the first thing Adam alayhi salam said when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created him was Alhamdulillah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala started with his Quran, Surah Al-Fatiha. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. In a morning, when you wake up, the Sunnah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught his Ummah, Alhamdulillahi alladhi ahyana ba'dama amatana wa ilayhi an-nushur. When you finish eating, Alhamdulillahi alladhi هذا ورزقنيه من غير حول مني ولا قوة. In a morning, أصبحنا وأصبح الملك لله والحمد لله رب العالمين. In Jannah, when the people enter the Jannah, وقالوا الحمد لله الذي صدقنا وعده وأورثنا الأرض نتبوأ من الجنة حيث نشاء وقالوا الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله. All praises due to Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. All occasions this insan have to remember his Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all the occasions, all the parts of your life, remember Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. No time must come you forget Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So my brothers, this hamd, it comes from the tongue. And the tongue is a wasilah, it's not a maqsad. The object is the heart. This heart must connect it to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the creator. اللهم ما أصبح بي من نعمة أو بأحد من خلقك فمنك وحدك لا شريك لك فلك الحمد ولك الشكر. In a morning, in the afternoon, in a morning أصبحنا أم أصبحنا in the afternoon اللهم ما أمسى اللهم ما أصبح. In a morning, in the afternoon, all my conditions, all praise due to Allah جل جلاله. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said أول من يدعى يوم القيامة الحمادون. The first people Allah will call the day of Qiyamah is those people when they were in this dunya, they used to make the shukr of Allah تبارك وتعالى. Ibn Abbas رضي الله تعالى عنه said أول من يدعى يوم القيامة أول من يدعى إلى الجنة. The first people Allah will call to enter them to Jannah, الذين يحمدون الله على كل حال. Those people who praise Allah تبارك وتعالى, all their conditions, whether you like or not, whether you are happy or not, Whether you are sick or not, or you got health, all your conditions, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the one who is muhawwil al-ahwal, He is the one who changes the conditions. If you complain, only Allah can take. If you are happy, who gives you Allah? So, all the conditions we thanks to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And we said this is the wasilah, the tongue, this shukr that he's saying is a wasilah, but the maqsad is the heart. How can this heart to connect it to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, to his creator, the creator of the skies and the earth, the earth who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is the one who put this earth to a white. هو الذي جعل لكم الأرض ذلولا فامشوا في مناكبها ألم نجعل الأرض مهادا ألم نجعل الأرض كفاتا أحياء وأمواتا. Whether it living or dead, the earth will take and take and take. Did you ever had somebody saying, we don't have place to bury them on earth, where we can take this dead body to? Living is enough. أحياءً وأمواتاً. Allah تبارك وتعالى, He is the one who make ready all this before He created this insan. For example, when a person have got a family, a wedding, he don't do it only one day. You have to make niyat, prepare. You have to make ready the things that the family going to eat for even 1 month. House, houseware, everything he prepared. Then after that, family comes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my brothers, prepared for us everything before we come this earth. So the time we live in this world, we have to make the ibadat of Allah and the da'wah of Allah. That's all. The time we are living in this world, we connected to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. We mustn't forget our maqsad. That is the why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the anbiya alayhim salatu wa salam, nabi after nabi, nabi after nabi, so these people can connect to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The da'wah of anbiya alayhim salatu wa salam, min al makhluq ila al khaliq. Oh people, the creation cannot harm you, cannot benefit you. Them Allah created. واتخذوا من دونه آلهة لا يخلقون شيئا وهم يخلقون ولا يملكون لأنفسهم ضرا ولا نفعا ولا يملكون موتا ولا حياة ولا نشورا ولا يملكون لأنفسهم ضرا ولا نفعا ولا يملكون موتا ولا حياة ولا نشورا. Even themselves cannot benefit themselves, they cannot harm. So my brothers, this yaqeen have to come to our life before death. My creator is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. My sustainer is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Al-Hafidh huwa Allah. Al-Malik huwa Allah. Al-Raziq huwa Allah. Before the death, this heart have to listen about Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Talk about Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Sees of the qudrat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. وَمَا تُغْنِي الْآيَاتُ وَالنُّذُرُ عَنْ قَوْمِ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. The ayat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is beneficial for that person that will recognize Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Because, my brothers, this eyes, it called basar, it can see what it can see only in front of it, whether it's white or black, knows the colors, blue or red or white. But the heart of the qalb, it called basira. What the person differentiate, what is halal, what is haram, what's haq, what is batil, what's separated is the heart, my brothers. So when this heart get the nur of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and the yaqeen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, it will see only the right things. It can see only the haqq. But if this heart become rock and it cannot differentiate the halal and the haram, then it's totally useless, my brothers. And ulama said, when the Malakul Maut comes, the first place he will attack is the heart. The person is looking at you, but he cannot talk, because the direction is moved from dunya to akhirat. Now we can see the malaika. Malakul Maut is coming. The malaika company with him are coming. So totally he's disconnected from this world to the next world. So the person is looking at you, making turning this way to this way, but he cannot talk to you. So ulama said, when Malakul Maut comes, it will keep the heart. It will strike the heart. And ulama said, if we put Allah in this heart, then that time La ilaha illallah will come out. If the person was connected to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, his yaqeen was Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, was a person following the commandments of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The commandments of Allah are two: do it and do not. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, don't do it, I'm not going to do, because Allah knows me better than myself. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do it, I'm doing it. The ibadah of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the salah. The salah, my brothers. Sa'id bin al-Musayyib rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi said, man hafadha ala salawat al-khams, faqad mala al-barra wal-bahra ibadah. That person perform his five times salah with a jama'at in the masjid of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he fell with ibadah the oceans and earth. Five times salah. Five times salah, my brothers. This salah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he was leaving this world, his last word was, as-salah, 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 wa ma malakat aymanukum. Never say it for your dunya. Be careful for your dunya. Must work for dunya. Never taught no skills at all. As-salah. Because my brothers, the salah is the key for our dunya and akhirat. The salah is the key for our dunya and akhirat. Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, that person who neglected his salah, he فهو أشد أضياعا لما سواها. He will neglect his dunya also. If you neglect your salah, not only to leave out the salah, to do the ilm of salah, learn the salah, what is arkan, what is shurut, what must I do before salah, in salah, sunnat, hayat, wajibat. I have to learn my salat, my brothers. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught the sahaba, sallu kama ra'aytumuni usalli. That Nabi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, my brothers, the haqq of that Nabi, nobody know besides Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Ulama writing the history and the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam up to today, till the day of Qiyamah, nobody will fill and will say, will I complete the haqq and the sifat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. لو صلى العبد على النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بعدد انفاسه ما كان موفيا لحقه. Ibn al-Qayyim rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi said, even if the person make the salawat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam as much as that he breathe in and out, how many times you breathe in and out daily? Even if you can make that, if you make that salawat as you make your breathe in and out, you will never fill the haqq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, one day the sahaba, they were sitting, they were waiting Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. فَخَرَجَ عَلَيْهِمْ حَتَّى إِذَا دَنَا مِنْهُمْ سَمِعَهُمْ. The Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam came out and he heard what they were talking. فَقَالَ بَعْضُهُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ اتَّخَذَ مِنْ خَلْقِي خَلِيلًا اتَّخَذَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ خَلِيلًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make one of his slaves a khalil, that Ibrahim. Then وَقَالَ آخَرْ مَاذَا بِأَعْجَبَ مِنْ كَلَامِ مُوسَى. Surprise. What Allah says about Musa alayhi salam, kallamahu taklima. Allah spoke to him. Fa Isa, ruhullahi wa kalimatuh, wa Adam mustafahu Allah. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi salam suddenly came to them. And he said, قَدْ سَمِعْتُ كَلَامَكُمْ وَعَجَبْتُكُمْ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I heard about your talking, what you were saying. And he said, really, it is a surprise. Ibrahim khalilullahi wa huwa kadalik. Ibrahim was the khalil of Allah. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala gave him this stage. Musa, aydan, fa'isa, وآدم اصطفاه الله وهو كذلك. All of them, those rank and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them these states. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ala, listen, وأنا حبيب الله ولا فخر وأنا حامل لواء الحمد يوم القيامة ولا فخر وأنا أول شافع وأول مشفع يوم القيامة ولا فخر وأنا من يحرك حلق الجنة فيفتح الله لي فيدخلنيها ومعي فقراء المؤمنين ولا فخر وأنا أكرم الأولين والآخرين يوم القيامة على الله ولا فخر. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Oh, listen, my Sahaba, I am the Habib of Allah, and this is not a bride. I am the one who will carry the flag of Hamd, flag of shukr, the day of Qiyamah, and this is not a bride. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, I am the one who first will knock the doors of Jannah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, first a person will be Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he said, this is not a bride. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, the day of Qiyamah, when the people brought to their one blade, people will go to Adam alayhi salam, oh Adam alayhi salam, today the situation is not right, make shafa'ah. He will say, nafsi, nafsi, go to Musa alayhi salam, go to Ibrahim alayhi salam. All of them, they will say, nafsi, nafsi. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa ana awwalu shafi'in, wa awwalu mushaffa'in yawm al-qiyamati wa la fakhr. I'm the one who will have that first intercession. And this is not a bride. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I will have the first ikram, the best ikram, the day of Qiyamah, before anybody else. That Rasul Allah gave us, my brothers, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Beautifully, Bawad says, وَلَوْلَا كَمَا حَجَّ الْحَجِيجُ بِكَعْبَةٍ وَلَوْلَا كَلَمْ نَشْهَدْ بِمَكَّةَ مَشْهَدًا. He say, if it was not you, ya Rasulullah, none of us should go to Kaaba and to make Hajj. None of us go to witness in Makkah al-Mukarramah. وَلَوْلَا كَمَا سُدْنَا عَلَىٰ كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ وَلَوْلَا كَلَمْ نُهُدَى وَلَا عُرِفَ الْهُدَى. We beat all the nations. We are the best ummah because of you, ya Rasulullah. We should not be guided and know the hidayah, what is haq, what is badil, if it was not Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That Rasul of Allah, we have to follow, my brothers. We mustn't take lightly one sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rak'atay al-fajri khayrun min ad-dunya wa ma fiha. That one sunnah before fajr, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it is better than what in this world and whatever it contains. You name the fidda, you name the dhahab, you name the diamonds, gold, whatever you name it. It has value in front of us. But the sight of Allah and the sight of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it had no value, my brothers. No value in this dunya, my brothers, before Allah and before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, my brothers, this sifat to come to into our life, Allah gave us once again this amal of da'wah and tabliq. This da'wah, my brothers, is correcting our direction. It will make us wake up where we are, where are we going to, where we come from. This da'wah, when the person go in the path of Allah, the person will realize his stage, where he is now, what is wrong for himself, what's right. That is why, my brothers, our ulama, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them, Allah open for them that they give us a tartib. Yawmul Jumu'ah, like tonight, is a night of Laylatul Fikr. Shab Gusari starts from Asr to Fajr. That person continue this night, that person will understand what is this night, my brothers. You enter the doors of the Marakis, wallahi, you will feel in your heart because of the a'mal taking place. There are time to go out in the bath of Allah. Ulama said, 4 months lifetime, 40 days every year, 3 days every month. My brothers, there is yearly amal, monthly amal, weekly amal, daily amal. Brothers, let's ask ourselves, does ta'lim take place in the masjid? It is beneficial for us. And that same ta'lim will take, ulama says, we must take to our houses. Before da'wah, my brothers, who can say, we used to have ta'lim at home. Before da'wah and tabliq, we had no fada'il al-a'mal in our homes, my brothers. Because of this amal Allah gave us. The child in the school, he goes whole year, that 40 to 50 days he have got holiday. Before that, who can say we used to take him to train him for his life? Alhamdulillah, we have got youth program before school closes, and during the school holidays, the child will go out in the path of Allah. This amal will correct ourselves, our family, and our children, my brothers. And this is Islam. This amal, that person, bil yaqeen, not I'm just doing because I see the people are doing, bil yaqeen, that person doing this amal, you will see him himself, his family, his house, his children, my brothers. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam trained the Sahaba. The Sahaba, they were doing the da'wah ila Allah, lil ajlillah. The sake of Allah, they were doing no one, no name, no seeing people are doing it. Sheikh Sa'ad Ahmad Khan, rahmatullahi alayhi, he worked with Sheikh Ilyas, rahmatullahi alayhi. He said, the Sahaba, radiyallahu anhum ajma'in, when they did this amal with yaqeen, with honor, from my heart I'm doing it. With ikhlas, I'm doing this amal. How I'm doing ikhlas, my dunya, I'm doing this amal with ikhlas. He says, Allah gave them 4 to 5 hadiyah. أغناهم الله بعد أن كانوا فقراء. The Sahaba, they, before Islam, they were poor totally. Allah gave them rich. Allah make them, they have got the best after Islam, after they did da'wah. أعزهم الله بعد أن كانوا أدلاء. Allah gave them honor, the whole world. When they think about Sahaba, when they heard about Sahaba, everybody was trembled, was fear about Sahaba. This is the Izzat. Umar radiallahu anhu said, نحن قوم أعزنا الله بالإسلام فمهما ابتغينا العزة بغير الإسلام أدننا الله. This Islam, Allah give us honor. If we leave this Islam, beside Islam, your dressing must look how Islam want. Your beard, your face, your akhlaq, everything must according to Islam. Beside this Islam, adallana Allah, Umar says, Allah will disgrace us. The Sheikh Sa'ad, rahmatullahi alayhi, he said, Allahu Akbar, ja'alahum Allahu mutahabin. Allah make the Sahaba muhabbat in between them. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala said, wa allafa bayna qulubihim. In the history, ulama said, the Mahabba, the Sahaba, they had no nation, no people had before Sahaba. Even those brothers who come from one mother, one father, siblings, they had no this Mahabbat. So my brothers, if we take this amal to a heart, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will change our life, and Allah will give us husnul khatima, my brothers. To do all this a'mal is to have good ending. Those people who did this a'mal, Allah give them good ending, my brothers.
One sheikh was with us, he said, people are looking better life, but the Muslim is looking better death. How come Malakul Maut come to me while I am obedient to my Allah? Why am I doing a good amal? So my brothers, inshallah ta'ala, let us say at the bottom of our heart, do little that you can do it. If you cannot go in the path of Allah, do with the five a'mal, the masjid work. So inshallah ta'ala, who will say inshallah ta'ala, I will make niyat first of all. Till the day of Qiyamah, till the death comes, wa'bud rabbaka hatta ya'tiyaka al-yaqeen. I will do with ikhlas, with istiqamah inshallah ta'ala. Say inshallah brothers. Inshallah ta'ala, my brothers, this a'mal will continue until Fajr. Inshallah ta'ala, we humbly request all the brothers inshallah ta'ala, asr to Isha, if you can do it more until tomorrow Ishraq, we will sit inshallah ta'ala, participate all the a'mal after Maghrib Bayan, after Isha Hayatul Sahaba, after Maghrib Fajr Bayan. Inshallah ta'ala, let us say all of us are ready inshallah. Jazakumullahu khairan, subhanallah.